The new movie Mystic River is adapted from Dennis Lehane's best-selling mystery novel and directed by Clint Eastwood. It stars Sean Penn, Tim Robbins, and Kevin Bacon as former childhood friends drawn together as adults by a terrible event. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Dennis Lehane is one of a new breed of urban noir writers who manage to tell you more about how cities work than many so-called literary novelists do. After a series of deeply felt but conventional detective thrillers set in Boston, Lehane took a swing at the moon in Mystic River, a book that revolves around a murder investigation, but that veers from the procedural into something deeper and more tragic. As a kid, Lehane got picked up by two plainclothes policemen for street fighting, but realized later that he'd never seen their badges. They could have been anyone. In the prologue to Mystic River, set in 1975, three boys, Jimmy, Sean, and Dave, are writing their names in wet cement when two men claiming to be cops approach. They order the less self-assured Dave into their car, and in Lehane's nightmare revision of his own past, they're not cops. They rape the boy over the course of 4 days before he manages to escape. The bulk of Mystic River is set 25 years later. Jimmy, the toughest of the trio, is an ex-con who's gone straight and owns a small market. Sean is a homicide detective. And Dave? Well, Dave is damaged goods. He's a loving dad and husband, but he's haunted and deeply unstable. The book is about how that past horror ripples into the present, deforming all the lives in this tight-knit working-class community. Almost every Clint Eastwood movie opens with a floating helicopter shot over a city or small town. But Mystic River is the first time that the shot has a strong connection with what the film is actually about. As the camera glides over the Mystic toward Boston, you can practically see the word fate superimposed over the dark waters. Eastwood began with an extremely faithful script by Brian Helgeland. It has its hammy patches, but it hits Lehane's emotional beats brilliantly. And Eastwood gives his actors the space and the time they need to put the character's torment into your bloodstream. Sean Penn is Jimmy, whose exuberant 19-year-old daughter turns up shot and beaten to death after a night drinking with her girlfriends. As fate would have it, the investigating detective is Sean, played by Kevin Bacon. He and his partner, Whitey, played by Lawrence Fishburne, have to keep the volatile Jimmy and a pair of local hoods known as the Savage Brothers from finding the killer before they do. Tim Robbins plays the damaged Dave, who watches Jimmy's daughter dance rhapsodically on a bar the night she's murdered, watches longingly, then comes home to his wife a few hours later, covered in blood. Every actor, down to the smallest bit part, is impressive, but the film is a special triumph for Bacon, who holds the formulaic police stuff together, while also suggesting the subtle ways that Dave's kidnapping left him broken, too. Then there's Sean Penn, the most fearless actor of his generation.
When I got out of the joint, you know, after Marita died, I remember I was more afraid of my little daughter than I ever was of being in prison. I loved her most. Because when we were sitting in that kitchen that night, like we were the last two people on earth, you know, forgotten, unwanted. Because I can't cry for my own little daughter, and I can't even cry for her. Jimmy. You're crying now.
Eastwood keeps Penn isolated in the frame, and his stillness is pregnant and scary. Jimmy can't be fully himself until he's violent, and then, when he gives in to his emotion, he hits notes of animal agony that haven't been heard since the young Brando. The film is steady, grim, maybe too deliberate, yet it turns you inside out with grief. In the 60s and 70s, Eastwood virtually created the vigilante body count genre. He made killing on screen a kick. But Mystic River builds to an act of vigilante murder that's impossible to bear. Eastwood taught us to live with violence on screen. Now he's put the horror back and made his finest film.
David Edelstein reviews films for Fresh Air and the online magazine Slate.